So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several incidents regarding Ishchimra. Imei de Rami Bar Chama beurta kasvinu lenichsa le Rami Bar Chama, betzafra kasvasinu le Ravuk for Bar Chama. There was a dying woman who in the evening assigned all her assets to her son Rami Bar Chama, but the next morning she assigned all her assets to her other son Ravuk Bar Chama, and then she died. Rav Nachman ruled that the second son acquired the assets because kol she'ilu amad chayzer, chayzer b'matnasai. Since had she recovered, she could retract from the matna shchimra because there was no shear. Therefore, at any time before she died, she can retract from the matana and reassign it to her second son. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the previous Mishnah which taught shchimra shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim v'lo yishayir karko kolshu. If a dying person assigned all his assets to others and he did not keep any land for himself, Imeis kana. If he dies, the recipient acquires the matana, even though there was no kinyan, because divishchimra kiksubinu kumisrum dami. A dying person's verbal instructions alone are considered a kinyan, and no further kinyan is required. And im amad ein matnasa kiyemes. If he recovers, he can retract from the matana because shemach mizdagis mesenasen. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he apparently had no hopes of recovery, and there is an umduna, an assumption that he gave the gift only on condition that he dies, but not if he recovers. The Mishnah also taught, however, Shire Karku Kolshu Imamad Matsunasa Kiyamas. If he did keep some land for himself and he recovers, he cannot retract from the Matana because Dishaloi Midagis Misa Nasan. Since he kept something for himself, he apparently still hoped to recover, and the gift was unconditionally regardless of whether he dies or not. Now, the Mishnah only discusses the difference that in the case of Shayir, Mu'amad Matnosa Kiyemes. But the Mishnah does not discuss whether there is a difference in the case of Shayir regarding Imeis Kana. And the Gemara proceeds to teach that there is indeed a machligas amirom in this case of shayir karko kolshu, in other words, a matna shchimra b'miktsas, a partial gift of a shchimra. Does the matana take effect even without a kinyan like a matna shchimra, or only with a kinyan like a matna zbari? The Rabbanan said in the name of Rav Nachman, matna shchimra b'miktsas harehi kematna shchimra. Dolebayi kinyan. A partial matana of a shchimra is considered somewhat like the total matana of a shchimra and can be accomplished even without a kinyan because since he was a shchimra, imeis kana, because kiksuvin the mesurim dami. In this aspect, it's considered like a matna shchimra. However, vim amad ein achayze, because the shaloi midagas misenasin. And in this aspect, it's considered like a matna zbari. Rava disagrees and says, in the name of Rav Nachman, matna shchimra b'miktas harehi kematna zbari ubayi kinyan. A partial matana of a shchimra is considered completely like the matana of a bari, a healthy person, in all aspects. Therefore, it can only be accomplished through a kinyan, but not through a tzava, because since there was a shir, he is not considered a shchimra, and lav kiksubin mesurim dami. And only if there was a kinyan, the matana does take effect in both instances. If he dies, the recipient acquires it, and if he gets well, he cannot retract it. However, if there was no kinyan, the matana does not take effect at all, and if the shchimra dies, and certainly if he recovers, the recipient does not acquire the matana, because since there was a shir, he's not considered a shchimra, and lav kiksuvin mesurim dami. The Gemara concludes like Rava, v'hilchas matna shchimra b'miktas boye kinyan v'avakav demes. The Gemara also mentions a second machlekes. Until now, we were discussing a shchimra b'miktas stam. He did not explicitly mention his anticipated death. It was merely implicitly understood. Therefore, there is the difference of loy shayer, where it's assumed shemach mazdagis misen nasan, and shayer, where it's assumed shaloy mazdagis misen nasan. The Gemara now introduces a shchimra b'miktas mitzava machmas misa. The shchimra did explicitly mention his anticipated death, either at the time of the matana or somewhat earlier. In this case, there is a machlokes according to the conclusion that shchimra b'miktas boye kinyan. Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua holds mitzava machmas misa b'miktas boye kinyan. In this case, too, the matana can only be accomplished with a kinyan, but not through a tzava. And if there was no kinyan, emes loikana, because since there was a shir, he is not considered a shchimra, even though he was mitzava machmas misa and lav kiksuvin mesurim dami. Rava holds, mitzava machmas misa b'miktas loy boi kinyan. The matana can be accomplished even without a kinyan, and emei is kana, because since he was mitzava machmas misa, he's considered a shchimra, and kiksubinu mesur medami. The Gemara concludes like Rava, that even though shchimra b'miktas boi kinyan, however, mitzava machmas misa b'miktas loy boi kinyan. Similarly, shchimra b'miktas im omad ein achayzer, he cannot retract. However, mitzava machmas misa b'miktas im omad chayzer v'afakav dekonu minei. If he recovers, he can retract from the matana, even though there was both a kinyan and a shir, because shemach mazdagis misa nasan. As Gemara earlier mentioned, the incident of Achse de Rabdimi bar Yosef Havala piskasa de Pardesa. The sister of Rav Dimon bar Yosef was on her deathbed, and she sent for him to come and acquire her orchard with any kinyan that he chooses. Rav Dimon set aside a portion for her, and then performed the kinyan to acquire the rest for himself. However, when she recovered, she wanted to retract from the gift. Rav Nachman ruled that she can retract from the gift, even though there was both a kinyan and a shir, because since Adam heard her say, "Vay dekom meisa hach itza, woe is to me that I will die without seeing my brother," she's considered a mitzvah machmas misa, and mitzvah machmas misa chayzer.